96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 4th of April, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. Got a sort of light show this morning. First of all, let me remind you who love rock music. Soundwaves Music Festival is quickly approaching. Saturday, April 13th, this year's festival is featuring the Bahamas' favorite, Pineapple Down. Pineapple Down. There's going to be a number of fabulous Bahamian acts performing at that event. I've got a ticket giveaway, Mr. Nuri. I got a ticket giveaway. I'm giving away 4 tickets. I'm not sure if I could hear you in the mic.
Okay, what type of tickets am I giving away?
Still can't hear you. Producer, yes. Can you hear it?
I have it now. I hear it now.
Okay, good stuff. I'm giving away 4 tickets to the Hannah Hasty Tynes Souse Out this Saturday at St. John's College campus. We're giving away 4 Souse Out tickets today for the Hannah Hasty Tynes Souse Out. The Souse Out will be hosted along with the Walkathon. The Walkathon starts at 7 a.m. The Walkathon starts at 7 a.m. Souse Out will begin. We begin serving at 8 a.m. We want you to complete the Walkathon before you eat. We don't want you to catch cramp on the route. So we're giving away 4 tickets. You guys take down these numbers so you'll be ready to call when we start the trivia. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. Mr. Producer, play that song for me, Mr. Nurin, that are not Bahamian. And I'm playing some songs that are Bahamian. It's a bit of a culture Thursday. This song is called Golden Hour by an artist. I think it's Jake, spelled J-V-K-E. This young man went viral. It's something, a song he composed by himself. He introduced it to the world on social media, and it went viral. It's called Golden Hour. It's a beautiful track.
That's nice.
Listen to it, man. Just a second.
We were just two lovers. Feet up on the dash, driving nowhere fast, burning through the summer. Radio on blast, make the moment last. She got solar power. Minutes feel like hours. She knew she was the baddest. Can you even imagine falling like I did?
For the love of my life.
I like it. It's nice. Yesterday's show ended, I think, with me asking Pumpkin Eater to name an MP, a cabinet minister, and I'll tell him why he should be on the resign list. I want to shift the energy today. And I tell you why, just for the top of the show, just for a couple of minutes, I want to talk about 2 that have passed away, just for a brief moment. First of all, on behalf of the executive committee of the Hannah Hasty Tynes family, we share condolences with the family of Mona Burrows Knowles. She was the secretary of the executive committee, and she passed away tragically 2 days ago. On behalf of the entire committee, and the Hannah Hasty Tynes family, we send condolences to her friends, loved ones, and closest family members. I also want to just take a moment to send condolences to the family of Lizona Bethel Bennett, wife of Dr. Ian Bethel Bennett, lecturer at the University of the Bahamas. She passed away a couple of months ago, and I was unaware of her transition. It hit me. It was a shock. In the same way, to find out that Pam Woods had passed. Mona and Lizona are two. They embodied a principle, an idea, a thought that many Bahamians embody. And if you were fortunate enough to know either of these women, you were indeed a fortunate person. Mona and Lizona lived a Christian principle. Whenever you were in their presence, they made you feel special. But it's not because they were singling you out as a special individual, because they're the type of women that everybody they came into contact with felt special for knowing them. They were the embodiment of the Christian principle that you are to love your neighbor as you love God, recognizing that all things are God's creation. And Lizona and Mona were the type of women that made you feel God's love every time you had the fortune of interacting with them. So I want to play some music today, like the type of music, Mr. Nuri, that make you smile and laugh and cry at the same time. That's why I chose that song, Golden Hour, to open up with. So I realized just something quickly before we transition. Losing a friend, losing the intimacy of a friendship, of a healthy friendship, is equally as painful, can be equally as painful as losing the intimacy of a romantic relationship. And we collectively do some work on how we celebrate life, how we experience loss, how we navigate grief. It is a natural part of the human experience. It is something that we should prepare ourselves for, and certainly something we have a responsibility to prepare future generations of Bahamians for. We can create a space, we can hold a space, where we celebrate, where we experience both grief and joy at the same time. And we must begin doing that for one another. That's something you can't turn to any supranational or intergovernmental agency to help you do that. That is something we have to do on our own. Producer, play the next song on the list for me. 1,000 Years by Christina Perry. I'll keep it light today. Like I said, I got a couple of Bahamian songs on here. And then I have songs that all Bahamians know and love. And after this song, I'm going to throw out the first question for the Hannah Hasty Tynes South South ticket giveaway. The South South is this Saturday, April the 6th, 2024. All right, producer, don't worry about it. Play The End by Foreign Sound. Remember this? It's our Bahamian classic, Foreign Sound, The End. Thank you.
know it turns the night into status quo. I guess you're right.
The end by Foreign Sound. You guys got to go and check out the Sound Waves Music Festival. I think Charo the Fox and Sly Band, I think they're called. Anyway, they're performing, and Charo is a member of the band, the Foreign Sound, Foreign Sound as well. It's going to be a wonderful weekend, Sound Waves Musical Festival. All right, for the first ticket giveaway, Mr. Newer, you ready?
Yeah, man.
The first ticket giveaway for the Hannah Hasty Tying South Out this Saturday. Here are the numbers to call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for Family Island residents. You can play along, and if you can't make it to New Providence, you can give your South Out ticket to someone who will be here. First question of the day. First question of the day. How many public holidays remain on the 2024 calendar? How many public holidays remain on the 2024 calendar? I think the Bahamas may have the highest number of public holidays in the world. Your choices for the South South ticket, the chicken, turkey, or pig feet, pig's feet. Chicken, turkey, or pig feet. South. Numbers to call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. Producer, I see we have a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
It's 11 holidays.
Pardon? Okay, there are 11 holidays in 2024, but that is not the correct answer, ma'am. The question was, I got another caller on the line, so I'm going to, right. The question is, how many public holidays are left, remain on the 2024 calendar? Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it seven?
Yes, it is seven. It is seven. We started off with 11. I think we should add another one, I could be honest with you. We might as well just buck it out. One public holiday per month, and then we have a surrounding each public holiday. So here's what I need you to do, ma'am. I need you to give your cell phone number to the producer.
Okay.
Do you want chicken, turkey, or souse? I mean, or pig's feet?
Can I donate it to someone?
You could, yes. Of course you can.
Yeah, I'll donate it to someone.
Okay, and you can let them choose?
Yeah.
All right, but make sure to leave your cell phone number with the producer. So we can connect, and then you can connect me to the person you're giving it to.
I mean, I don't know. You could just give it to... I just answered the question.
Oh, so I could just give it away?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Tell me, ma'am, what is it? Is it the chicken, the turkey, or the pig's feet you don't like?
I don't like pig's feet, but I like chicken and... turkey.
So, is it souse you don't like, or are you working on Saturday morning?
Yeah, I'm working on Saturday morning.
Can I be nosy and ask you, what do you do, ma'am?
No, I rather not.
Okay, because I'm just saying, if you work for the office of the Prime Minister, I can get someone to come pick up your souse for you. You're busy working. You'll find someone to donate the souse to on your behalf.
Yeah. But give. See, I have another souse that same morning. So. Mm-hmm.
You don't want them to be jealous.
Yeah.
Let me introduce you to the world of mixed souse. You never had a souse combo?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Souse combo.
All right. One last question before you go, ma'am. Have you ever had hot dog souse before?
No. Uh-uh.
Why you say it like that, though?
No, but not mixed, not with hot dog.
Never with hot dog?
No.
I'm telling you, with the right hot dog. That's probably one of the best sauces ever. Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, Mr. Newry, I got another question for the audience. Question number two. The numbers to call, 323-325-4316-325-4259 and 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. I see I have a text winner for that question as well, and the text came in before the call. All right, we got a caller on the line. Let's see what they're calling for. Good morning, caller.
Morning, man.
Morning. I need you to repeat that, sir. I have
no... You're still waiting on the next question.
Oh, you're still waiting on the next question when you're on the phone? Hang up and call right back. Here's the next question. On February the 12th, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs announced that the National Honors Awards nomination process has officially started. National Honors Awards process has officially started. Six Bahamians have been awarded the Order of National Hero. Six Bahamians have been awarded the Order of National Hero. Who is the only woman on that list? Six Bahamians have been awarded the Order of National Hero. Who is the only woman on the list? Let's go to the phone line. Oh, phone line disappeared. Phone line disappeared. All right, so let's go to that story again. The question is, there are six Bahamians who have been awarded the Order of National Hero. Six Bahamians have been awarded the Order of National Hero. Who is the only woman on the list? Who is the only woman on the list? As we wait for someone to call in and answer that question, I'll read from the article. The nomination process for the 2024 National Honors Awards officially starts. Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Fred Mitchell, announced that the nomination process is now open to the general public. March 29th, 2024 will be the deadline to turn in nominations. So it opened on February the 12th and it closed on March 29th, 2024. Mr. Newry, did you see a notice of this nomination process officially starting?
No.
Do you think that's sufficient time, a month and a half?
If the chairman says sufficient time, I'm content with the chairman.
I forgot it.
Yeah?
But he's not speaking in his capacity as chairman. I feel that. But what if he's not speaking in his capacity as chairman? What if he's speaking in his
What if he is? And if he is, I am content with whatever the chairman says.
A month and a half is sufficient.
If you say 2 weeks is sufficient, it's 2 weeks. That's where I go and went.
I get
Who am I to question the chairman, man?
A Bahamian citizen. Producer, let's go to the call. Go to the call. Good morning, caller.
A pleasant good morning. Is it the Honorable James Janet Boswick?
No, it is not.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It isn't, but soon to be, I imagine. Soon to be. Besides Dame Janet Boswick's stellar political career, the Dame has established herself as a women's rights activist. And I say activist versus advocate, because she's been working with programs for young women.
And she's been recognized internationally for that. And
right.
Just recently, when I say recently, the last 5 years, when she was honored amongst the greatest women in the Caribbean, that was one of the...
The triennial
yes.
Women's meeting, Commonwealth Women's Meeting,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the things they mentioned.
Yeah, so, and I think definitely a name that we should see soon on the list, not just a stellar political career, but then sort of dedicated the latter half of her career to directly, intimately supporting the development of young women and girls. I think just a fabulous thing. All right. Again, the question, there are six Bahamians have been awarded the Order of National Hero. Who is the only woman on the list? She is also a dame. She's also a dame. Looking at the text, no, Mother Pratt is not the correct answer. I get a text that says, morning, Aaron, what's going on with the Port Authority and the government? They gave the Port Authority 30 days to pay or else. Else what? I don't know. I don't know. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dame Ivy Dumont.
No, actually. No.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, but call back. The answer can be found online. You can find the answer by searching. This person was, I think, the most recent awardee, and so it may not be in the textbooks yet. I see we got another call, producer. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Is it Marguerite Pinlet?
No, it is not. Is Lady? It's not Lady Marguerite Pindling, or she a dame
She's
as well?
She's dame now.
She's dame as well. No, yes. It's not Dame Marguerite Pindling. It is another dame. And I'll give you all another clue. I'll throw in, thank you, caller. Please feel free to 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. All right, here's a clue. Here is a clue. This woman was the first woman to be appointed to the Senate and the first woman president of the Senate. And she is the first woman to contest an election in the Bahamas. Good morning, caller.
Is this Dame Anita Allen?
No, it isn't.
Sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. I just smiling because look at how many dames we have. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. What about Dame Joan Sawyer?
No, it's not Dame Joan Sawyer either. Producer, play the song by Pat Roll at the bottom of the list. This is another clue. This is closer to that person's era. Thank you very much, cousin. You could call back. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Producer, yeah, there we go. Sorry. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning. Is it Dame Doris Johnson?
Yes, it is.
Hey.
There you go, Dame Doris Johnson. I need you, don't hang up. I need you to leave your cell phone number with the producer.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I've got text as well, a winner by text as well. To the texter with the last three digits, 2383. And the texter with the last four digits, 2555. Expect a call. Mr. Newry, did you know that answer?
No.
Okay, that's cool. What I was pleased with, I mean, when I say pleased, I just tickled. Mm-hmm. We have so many dames.
Yes.
When you hear the names of those women, right?
Yes.
These are all what we like to call well-behaved and respectable women.
Yes, professionals.
Professionals, right? They standards, icons in society. You know what I like about that list? I believe all them women set a fire once or twice.
I think
not the arson type of fire.
The straw market lady, and the name escapes me. I think her, she's a simonet. Mm-hmm. I think Hannah Hasty Tynes too.
Right.
I think she's a dame also.
Right.
I think she led some type of women's suffrage movement.
Yeah,
movement. And I think she's a dame. And I would reason why I brought it up, well-mannered women professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's a woman of the soil. Like, a contrast to that.
Well.
And when you say well-mannered, she was loud in her movement of trying to make change, come to change.
Well, this is it. This is the balance. Because all of those women were, and even the woman of the soil, a generation where we understood that your hands could be in the soil all day and you're still a professional. Mm. You still do what you do well to a standard, right? And with care and concern. But that they are also, I think, the type of women that Pat Raman was talking about when he wrote Bainetown Woman. When Bainetown Woman catch a fire, even the devil run. Because there's a well-known adage that well-behaved women rarely make history. But well-behaved women often have a fire burning deep inside. All right, so no, not Ivy Dumont, not Italia Johnson, not Mother Pratt, all women in their own right. All right, let's go to the caller producer. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Doris Sanders Johnson.
Listen, you have the correct answer, but we already have a winner.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I've had enough.
No, thank you. Sanders. I didn't find Sanders in the article, in the research. Sanders is her maiden name.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know which island, where she's from?
I think Cat Island.
It makes sense. Thank you very much. I'm going to throw another question out right now. Caller. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, Aaron Green, I hope you're doing well.
I am, sir. Thank you.
What is the question that you're asking the public?
Okay, so I got an answer. The last question I asked was, who is the only woman on the list of six Bahamians who have been awarded the Order of National Hero?
That might be Dr. Dame Doris Johnson.
It is.
Yeah, when you said the woman being in the Senate, she's the first Senate president, she's the first to be appointed, the first woman minister to be appointed.
Mm-hmm.
And I just heard a portion of it. I said, let me call and see if I could put that in to the public. It just goes to show you that there is a lack of understanding among the Bahamian people in regards to our own history, and it has to be dealt with.
Yes.
But someone already answered it, so that's good.
Thank you. But before
Thank you very much, Aaron.
No, don't go, sir.
Oh.
Is there something about Dame Doris Johnson we younger people should know that wouldn't necessarily be put in the history book? Like, was she a porking champion in ninth grade? You ever see her catch a fish with her bare hands? Anything like that?
No, I didn't know her to that extent. No,
okay.
I'm not sure about that.
Absolutely.
But if she did some unusual things.
Yes, sir.
You know, she was a fierce woman. She fought for women's rights in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bahamian women, as I said on my show yesterday, I said the men need to learn how to respect our women because they make the women make the men look good. I got 50 years experience with that.
Yes, sir.
So I tell him, boy, don't say nothing against these Bahamian women. They have helped us tremendously. They always make the men look good.
Absolutely.
The men just need to pull up their socks. Talks and start, you know, showing that leadership that the women are depending on.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Aaron.
No, absolutely. Thank you. Thank
all
you
fair.
Very, very much.
Yes, okay.
Absolutely. I got text here that says it's Sands, not Sanders. That's okay. Okay. We will make that note. Don't watch nothing text. I'm not going to read that one out loud. Producer. Play the one, the song by Pat Roll. Oh, it's not pulling up, hey. Of the song, you know, Love, by Nat King Cole. L is for The Way You Look at Me. There's a version of that song performed by Pat Roll, the Bahamian balladeer, online. Unfortunately, we cannot pull it up at the moment. Love, L-O-V-E, Pat Roll. I'm going to go to the phone line, producer. Good morning, caller.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Morning, Yuri.
Blessings to you, mashallah.
Yeah, coming together. Hey, what you talking about today?
We're doing trivia today. But you know, one of the things I wanted to talk about today is this meeting, the Jitney meeting, taking place tonight.
Yeah, I'm interested in that because well, we can talk more about that next week because they all talk about Jitney reform. Let's see if they can reform it.
I think it's one of the that'll be one of the most transformational systemic changes for individual people.
Right. I also want to remind I remember the first in the Christie's government they brought to start a school bus system. That's yeah. important.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think creating a safe space for young people to travel separate from older people is important as well.
I want to congratulate my, I'm proud to say graduate, our swimming team and our track and field team.
Let's talk about that tomorrow.
We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, let's.
I know I talk about tomorrow. I'll give more detail about F1 show out there.
Yeah, man. Yes, of course. Congratulations to them. Sixth grade.
Right. I think when your call is called, these great people you call being done, I think that we probably do it next year.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at honoring these being done. We are on a woman's day, but a woman always repeat with the politicians.
Right.
But they don't go deep down in the heart of over the hill and honor a woman who play a vital role
in the community.
In the community.
In the
like
function.
The being done.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other type of camp road woman.
Yeah.
All the women. Yeah, I'm sure you know some woman who could be on it.
Yeah, man. Like the women who make, like the women who sell breakfast.
Yeah.
Who have fruit. They sell fruit. They make sure there's fruit available for kids in the morning when they go into school.
Yes.
Right? The women in communities that make sure as many children as they can have a safe space to be after school until their parents come home.
Mm-hmm.
All types. Women.
What did a woman, I hope they could recognize, she started a disabled organization.
Sheila Kalma? Sheila Kalma?
No.
But I mean, yes, and...
She's one of them, but I talk about Phyllis Audrey.
Okay.
Phyllis Audrey went to the Bahamas.
Okay.
And I surprised BAPD haven't recognized her. She need to be recognized
Man,
among the
Punk,
women.
Punk, you need to send me a link to some information about her.
I hope I could find it. I could try to get some information about her.
All right, and I'll do some research myself.
Yeah, I just want to throw it out to you. Like you say, you're talking about the swimming on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Mad Madness.
And March Madness, absolutely.
Have a good day.
Yes, sir. Producer, play that song for me. This is our very own Pat Roll singing Love. L is for the way you look at me.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only girl I see. B is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore. And love is all that I can give to you. Love is just a game one made for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. And love was made for me and you.
There's something so powerful about hearing your own voice over the airwaves, hearing your own dialect, hearing your own sound, hearing your own people. And what a beautiful thing for young people to hear their own voice in the world, singing a classic. You ever thought a Bahamian could sound as good as or better than Nat King Cole?
I like Pat Rule.
I think that's better than Nat King Cole's
Rule
version.
Pat Rule is talented, yes.
Yeah, I'd love that version. I see we have another caller on the line. Producers, go to that call. Good morning, caller.
Miss Very Extraordinary, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How are you doing?
I'm holding, thank God. What I want to say, right?
Yes.
Miss Phyllis Aldrich, right?
Okay.
Nice Phyllis Aldrich. She came here from Britain way back, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think... in the 50s, because she used to be our nice son. We used to go camping to Wales Key.
Okay.
And she used to work at the Red Cross and also the Princess Margaret Hospital.
Okay, okay.
Yes, She was a very fine person.
Was camping like on Whale Key?
Oh, it was nice swimming. I learned to swim when I first went over there, and I was about seven years old.
Nice.
Seven, eight years old. It couldn't be no more than that. It was very nice, you know. Boys, we used to go, the girls and the boys together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start going, the boys one time and the girls and the other time.
Yeah.
It was very nice. It was very, very nice camping out.
We need
sometimes we go crabbing, we go swimming, you know, and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much, Brayman. And Nuri, you went camping. I went camping. It's an experience that Brayman went camping. It's an experience we need
All young, young adults, teenagers should go camping.
Yeah.
Experience that outside life and survival.
Right. And that's one part of it. Another part of it is living with people you don't normally live with.
Yes.
Sharing space with people you don't normally share space with.
Yes.
And what you is equity and equality. Like we all come from different backgrounds, but we all have access to what we need to have the same experience at summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
I got a text here that says, that's a Bahamian. He sounds like the original. How old is he? Do you know how old Pat Roll is?
When I was 7, Pat was about 45. So that's like, what, 40 years older than I am?
So he's about 85 now.
Yeah, thereabouts.
In his mid-80s.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you know if Pat Roll is still alive?
I do not know. The last I've seen him was he was performing at the Atlantis, and he was around about 60 then.
Yeah.
Right. So that's about 20 years ago. I haven't seen him. I grew up in that community, and he was like a star.
Yeah.
In the community.
I mean, he's definitely a star. Another text says, speaking of writing songs, the SportsCenter commercial. They say they think it's Sketch, you know, Bahamian artist Sketch Carey, Sketch singing it.
Mm.
It starts with You Can Get Your Kicks. Is that a song remake or did he write and compose that? I haven't heard it, but it may be a cover of Route 66, right? Mm-hmm. You Get Your Kicks on Route 66? Maybe. Shine Bahamas is doing a wonderful thing. He has opened up a open verse challenge, but he also has another program where he is raking scraping classic songs.
Really?
Now, when I say classic, I don't mean like Pat Rule classic, what our generation or Brayman's generation would call classic. It's a more contemporary classics.
We mentioned that before. At least you mentioned it before on another show that we should redo a number of songs in our Bahamian rake and scrape. So we can appreciate it differently.
Absolutely. First of all, I think we need an album of Bahamian ballads, standards, and covers of international standards.
A question to you. Fanfare, Jalkanu fanfare, you know the verbiage that they say in chants.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a CD of the various fanfare? My child just asked me what a fanfare is.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's asking me what saxophone is, roots, and who says in the morning, right?
All right.
And she wasn't aware. And I said, there should be a CD. I didn't know if there is a CD.
I'm not sure if there's a CD, but I do know you can go on YouTube and search, right?
What, search fanfare?
Search Jalkanu fanfare. Then as you start searching, you'll realize like Valley produces a ton of videos, recordings of their practices, of their performances, of the fanfares, and they're labeled for each year.
She wants to join in the chorale in terms of chanting with the Jalkanu groups. She doesn't want to listen to the whole music thing.
Right, but then you stop, you just press pause.
Oh, that's too much effort for her, man. She just wants to listen to her.
No,
she's distracted quickly.
But unfortunately, there is no one singular entity collating, pulling together these things and cataloging them.
That's money in that. You can imagine different fanfares, and he said, this is a collection of Bahamian fanfares. Now, who are we? No? War? No? Anyway.
Okay.
It's an idea for somebody.
Producer, somebody said, the song is not Route 66. It's Shop, Shop, Till You Drop. I don't think we have that on the board. Text, I don't think we have that on the board. And no, I'll play KB, but I'm not playing that other person. Oh, the Texas said they... Okay, somebody else. The Texas said they want to hear KB collabing with a number of...
younger artists?
And pop international artists. Mm-hmm. I think so. KB's latest album, Cuba, has a wonderful fusion flair to it. I love it. I love it. The texter says, listen, this is a Sports Center commercial and it's hot. He said the lyrics are shop, shop till you drop. I have no idea, texter. I have no idea. So there is a meeting taking place this evening. I've been looking for the details for the meeting, so maybe I could go. I am hoping desperately that this transportation stakeholder meeting isn't being held in the late evening, because how will people get to it if bus stop running? How will people get to it if the bus has stopped running? Yuri, could you see if you could find any details on the meeting? But I'm going to start with the article, Fare Increase Not Enough, says Bus Drivers Union President. JoBeth Colby-Davis, Minister of Transport and Energy, said in Parliament yesterday that in an effort to enhance the busing sector, her ministry will be hosting a town hall meeting for the bus franchise holders, the public, and public bus drivers in early April. She said the meeting will be to discuss the upcoming bus fare increase. And here are the details for the meeting. The meeting will take place tonight at 6:30 p.m. Tonight, 6:30 p.m. at Government High School. Tonight, 6:30 p.m. at Government High School. It's a public bus town hall for jitney drivers, owners, and members of the public. Are the jitneys running extra, are they extending their run time this evening to pick up people to take to the meeting? Because key stakeholders are people who use the jitney as their regular means of transportation. And how do they get to engage the conversation? Imagine that they would have to catch a ride to get to the stakeholder meeting on public bus system.
Interesting.
Government High School, 6:30. Government High School, 6:30 tonight. That's the 4th of April meeting. I got another text here, says the Boatman song sounds good. I'm looking at Boatman. I'm a Boatman is one of my favorites right now. I'm glad you brought that up, because Nuri, you think, when do you think we will start seeing water buses? When we start seeing ferries to take people from the southwest and the southeast New Providence up and around to town, to the north side?
Would it be faster?
I think it could be faster. I mean, wouldn't it be faster?
I guess so. I mean, to go around, say, from Bay Street to go to Adelaide.
By ferry?
By ferry.
Fast. I mean, you don't want super fast. I mean, talking about Exuma fast.
Like the Singham ferry, if I had to go to Lutra.
Yeah.
The Bohingi type ferry.
Right. You think that would alleviate some of the traffic?
But what about, it would, but what about the price? That's a minimum of $10, man.
No. It can't be $10.
Oh, did you go that far with gas? So the idea that if it becomes more expensive for me, but if I get in there quicker, more efficient, right. I might want to spend the $10.
Well, I think $10 is exorbitant, and then
you ever see what the price is to go from Portiski to, not Portiski, from George Dock to PI
by taxi?
Yeah, that's
no, actually, I don't.
That's,
I don't.
That's right there, and that's like $4.
I don't engage in, like, I don't go to watch horror movies. I don't pay to watch. If it's on TV for free, maybe I'll watch it. Right? If I forget where the remote is, I don't pay to be terrorized and oppressed. Yes, I meant to say that the taxi fares are too high. Certainly, they're not for taxis. Could not be for Bahamians, and it's obviously at a crisis point because people are willing to risk breaking the law. I'm willing to risk other people's lives to provide what appears to be an alternative, right? Which is the rideshare companies. But there's been no public statement as to the insurance issues with rideshare companies. But that's how desperate people are for alternate solutions. Another indicator that there's a problem, how many rental plates do you think are on the road right now?
A lot.
There are almost 7,000 white and green plates. I've seen numbers reaching up to 6,000, like 750 something. And then the government yellow plates with white plates, but there were white plates and yellow plates with the same numbers on the road at the same time, the self-drive plates, right? And so we don't know. Well, I don't know. I'm sure somebody knows. But to yellow plates, to imagine that there are over 6,000 rental plates on the road indicates that the dysfunctional public transportation system is a problem. It's a major problem. Money that should be invested into other areas of our lives, individually and collectively, things like insurance, things like extracurricular activities, things like educational resources, this money is being spent needlessly on transportation, on vehicles that people can't maintain, on renting vehicles. It just is a crisis. Thank you, producer. Let's go to a break. When we come back from the break, maybe a song or two. Can I go to the caller, producer? Okay, we got to go to the break. Caller, please hold the line. We'll be right back.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your gal. Come witness history in the making at the 2024 World Athletic Relays Chase the Sun, Paradise to Paris, happening here in Nassau, Bahamas. Hundreds of the best runners from more than 40 countries will compete for their place in the 2024 Paris Olympics, May 4th and 5th at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets early at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
With words you think that I like. If I found out that I could fight, would I take you out tonight? A little bit more, a little bit less, a little bit harder than I thought they said, a little bit fine.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. That song is Little Life by Cordelia. I know we are running out of time. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
I called out to explain something. I said that Phyllis Aldridge was a nurse. She was a matron.
Okay. So it's like a not just a regular nurse. She's a senior nurse. Thank you, Brayman. Good morning, caller.
Hello there.
Hi, good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning. I'm Patrol.
Good morning,
Patrol
sir.
Alive. Oh, praise God. I'm not sure if you remember me.
I'm still alive.
Thank you, and we didn't. I hope we didn't shock you with that conversation. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to talk to you, too.
First of all, I need to know, how old are you now?
86
years young.
Blessings.
And when I was younger, I used to pass by. My name is Cecil Nuri. I'm not sure if you remember who I am, right? But you had a little shop on Market Street.
Right.
Yes. And I used to pass there and hail you every so often. I wasn't sure. I mean, it was decades ago, by the way. So I didn't expect you to remember who I am.
Mr. Yeah, I'm still here.
Good. And I know that you had a lot of records and you used to practice, smoke a cigar.
Yeah, I turned some of them into CDs.
Nice.
Okay. Where can we find your CDs? Where can we find your music?
Pardon me?
Where can we find those CDs?
I got them right here at the barbershop.
Okay.
Where's the barbershop?
Barbershop Carmichael.
Okay. Give me some details.
Bacardi.
Say that again?
Bacardi Road.
Okay, Bacardi Road.
Yeah.
All right. Now,
what's the name of the barbershop?
Rio's Barbershop.
Rio?
Rio Barbershop. Rio Cooper Barbershop.
Okay. Now, are you still performing?
Not lately.
We got.
But I sure could sing, Yeah.
Do you be at the barbershop or like
every day at the barbershop.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, sir. Thank you. First of all, thank you for creating moments for Bahamians to understand themselves more.
Oh yeah. I appreciate that.
Like for me who grew up on jazz standards and classic jazz, every time I hear a Bahamian singing a song at the same quality or even better than the original or, an American singer, it reminds me that being Bahamian is enough. Being me is enough. In fact, it is what I'm intended to be. That's my role. And I must celebrate it.
As soon as you can get in touch, I can give you a couple of these CDs I got.
Absolutely. I can get Mr. Nuri to drive me down there soon.
Right.
Absolutely.
That'd be nice. I'll have them for you.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you.
No problem.
Can I ask you to give your cell number to the producer so I can call you off air?
I got two numbers you can call me by.
Okay.
Let me give them to you. Oh. The first one is 362-0293.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The next one is 427 5780.
Thank you very much. Now, one last question before you go. I watched an interview with Barry White, and he was saying that one morning, he was about 14, he woke up. He walked into the kitchen, he said hello to his mother, and everybody in the kitchen looked around, and including him, to figure out who this man was in the kitchen. He said his voice cracked over, it changed overnight. And even he was shocked. When did you develop this silky voice? Were you 13 singing in the church, or did you develop it later in life?
I developed my voice early in my teens.
Okay.
Because I started in 1956.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I went from there, and people used to tell me I sound like Nat King Cole. At that time, I didn't know who Nat King Cole was, really, white or black. I didn't know.
Yeah.
But I was just singing. And my first job was at the Confidential Club.
Perhaps we can invite Pat Rowell to be a guest.
Yes, then we
can interview him formally, have it on record.
Yeah.
That the greater Bahamian public can appreciate who he is and make sure his legacy is recorded on radio. Can we arrange that with you in the future?
Yes, sir.
Good. So let's do
absolutely.
That.
Thank you so much, sir.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Absolutely. Bye. Producer, play the song by Dionne Warwick. Either of the two. I have two versions of That's What Friends Are For. One, the classic with Dionne, Whitney, Luther, and Stevie Wonder. And the other is a remake. Sometimes I just want to show older generations of Bahamians that we're still connected to them. We're still valuing the things that they thought were important. And we are shaping them, molding them, evolving them to carry them with us to the next generation. This is That's What Friends Are For. by Whitney Houston, Dionne Warwick, Luther Vandross, and Stevie Wonder. Thank you for joining us this morning, and thank you for your calls and texts. Thank you for playing the trivia and winning a South South ticket for the Hannah Hasty Tyne South South Walkathon this Saturday, April the 6th. Walkathon starts at 7, South South at 8, St. John's College campus. We do today, you can remember to keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, well, that's what friends are for, yes, for good times and bad.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.